From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Kai Rizdahl. If I wanted to rent a movie tonight, piece of cake. Two buttons on my remote control and there it is. But that on-demand speed just isn't there yet in the world of money. Even if, say, you pay your electric bill online on a Thursday, the transaction may not be completed until the following Monday. That's because the technology banks use to send and receive funds all dates way back to the 70s and 80s. Kevin Wack is a reporter for American Banker, and he's been reporting on why payments in the U.S. are so slow.
If you lived in the U.K., here's how long it would take to wire £50 to a friend.
1-1,000, 2-1,000.
Count to 10, and the money's there. In Sweden, it happens even faster, about 6 seconds. Then there's the USA.
10-1,000.
Here we measure the speed of electronic payments in days. The good news is that the U.S. Federal Reserve does realize we've fallen way behind. Last fall, the central bank laid out a vision of the future. That vision looks a lot like where Sweden already is today. But the biggest American banks are throwing cold water on the Fed's idea. They argue that any overhaul should pay for itself. The problem with that is banks will initially have to spend millions to upgrade their computer systems.
I think you have to see this as an investment an industry makes to meet the needs of its customers.
Craig Tillotson is managing director of Britain's Faster Payments Scheme. In the year ahead, he expects Brits to make more than a billion online payments through the service.
It's better for the provider of service. They get the money more quickly. And frankly, it's more convenient and easier for consumers because they just go online and make the payment.
The holy grail of person-to-person payments is the ability to send money instantaneously to anyone's mobile phone number. In Sweden, that's been reality for over a year now. The Swedes call their system Swish.
You can use your mobile phone that you use in thousands of other situations. Now you also can use it for the payment to your friends and your children and whatsoever.
Lars Gunstam is an executive at the Swedish bank Nordea. He also heads the group that runs Swish. He says the upgrades have a lot of practical uses. You can split a dinner bill while still sitting in the restaurant. Or think about someone like a food truck owner who normally wastes a lot of time handling cash.
He can immediately see that he has received the money, and you can shake hands and say, fine, done. That is very important if you do business out in the street.
Innovation is happening here in the U.S. too. New services like Pop Money and Chase Quick Pay allow you to send money to a friend over your mobile device. But in terms of fast payments, they don't even come close to linking every U.S. bank and credit union. Lars Gunstam says America would benefit by following Sweden's example.
The social media, the blog world, had been extremely positive, and that is quite unusual for a bank, I can promise you.
For U.S. banks, that kind of glowing PR may be a long way off. The Federal Reserve's vision for completing that payments overhaul we talked about earlier? It's still a decade away. I'm Kevin Wack for Marketplace.